This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The word chimera no longer refers to an ancient mythological creature having the head of a lion, the torso of a goat, and a serpent tail. It is a scientific reality of the world today. Animal-plant hybrids like GMO tomatoes with fish scale skin, hybrid viruses spliced together in a bio lab like COVID-19, and even human-animal hybrids where human stem cells are inserted into animal eggs to fertilize a mutant embryo. Supposedly, technological advances announced in the 1970s enable scientists today to mix the genes of different animals and the genes of animals and plants. But how long have these types of experiments been carried out covertly across the world? And what human-animal chimeras have been created? In Russia, in 1926, biologist Ilya Ivanov attempted to artificially inseminate women with chimp sperm, artificially inseminate a transplanted woman's ovary inside a female chimp, and he even grafted slices of ape testes onto rich aging men in an attempt to rejuvenate their vigor. It would be naive to believe this type of experimentation ever stopped or ceased to advance through its practice. Who knows what monsters have been spawned behind closed doors in the 20th century, but in the 21st century, human-animal hybridization is finally creeping out into the open. In 2003, Chinese scientists successfully fused human cells with rabbit eggs. And that same year, Dr. Pan Zavos claimed to have created human cow embryos that could have been implanted into a woman and successfully come to term. In 2005, human fetal stem cells were transplanted by injection into the fetal cells of a sheep and succeeded in growing tissue of human origin. In 2006, human embryonic stem cells were successfully inserted into mouse blastocysts, basically an egg, where it grew into a human mouse embryo in vitro that could then be implanted into a foster mouse uterus to complete the chimera's creation. In 2017, scientists created a human pig chimera, over 2,000 of them, that were transferred to surrogate sows. More than 150 of the embryos developed into chimeras that could have come to term. In 2018, human sheep chimeras were successfully developed and were allowed to grow as embryos for 28 days before being terminated. In April of 2021, the Salk Institute for Biological Studies in La Jolla, California, participated in a China-led research experiment that successfully grew human cells in monkey embryos. The long-tailed macaque human creation was allowed to survive and multiply, growing for 19 days before terminating it, all to, quote, aid the study of embryonic development. So why not just study embryos of the same species? Why create a chimera? The research team at the Salk Institute in California, led by Professor Juan Carlos Belmont, wrote, quote, these results may help to develop effective strategies to improve human chimerism in evolutionary distant species. In other words, they're just practicing creating human-animal hybrids so they can get better at it. Some U.S. lawmakers seek to outlaw human-animal hybrids, but when it came to a vote in the Senate at the end of May 2021, the ban on creating chimeras failed 48-49 along party lines. Why is this a divisive issue? Isn't the ethical question and answer clear here? One researcher from the Salk Institute oversaw a study funded by the NIH, which led to a report titled Emerging Field of Human Neural Organoids, Transplants and Chimeras, Science, Ethics, and Governance. In reference to the title of the report, researchers said, quote, the term chimera is used because it is scientifically accurate, and the committee believes that its connection with the monsters of ancient myths is too remote to warrant avoiding its use. They genuinely believe mythical monsters like the half-man, half-bull Minotaur the half-man, half-horse centaur, or the half-woman, half-fish mermaids will not come to mind in the public discourse when human-animal hybrids are announced? The report also says some studies of human-animal...
All right, folks, the full report is a Band-Aid video. We'll be right back. Stay with us. There are now over 100 peer-reviewed studies in just the last year documenting that surgical masks do nothing to stop the transmission and the spread of viruses. It's a hoax. It's a fraud. Here's another article on InfoWars.com, a major German study showing exactly the same thing. But Fauci knew that. He wrote a study himself, his name's on it, in 2008, saying not only do masks not work, but most of the deaths of the Spanish flu back in 1918 were caused by people wearing masks and it breeding bacterial pneumonia in it. They're filthy diapers. Many people dying have died of bacterial pneumonia, and they call it COVID-19. And the criminal Fauci and others knew it all. That's why it's more important than ever to keep InfoWars on the air. Our big sale ends this Monday, so you got 3 days left. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points, and things like DNA Force Plus back in stock, 40% off. Check it out, InfoWarsStore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, we now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
All right. Well, you know, I know a lot of great people out of the Christian faith, Catholic, Protestant, you name it. But I judge a tree by its fruits, as Christ said. But I know people like you, Jason Jones, and Owen Schroyer, and George Woolley, that I've known for 30 years protesting abortion clinics. Most of the Catholics I know are really hardworking, smart, engaged people that genuinely lead good lives and care. And so I judge a tree by its fruits. And I like seeing, you know, John Paul II against abortion, the communist, all that. But now with this new pope, I wouldn't even call him a pope, but I say the guy acts like, you know, Satan's little helper. And some Catholics send me emails and get called Jones is bashing Catholics. Well, if that is what a Catholic is, then, yeah, I'm definitely not for it. But Jason Jones is a great American, a Christian. Also, of course, he's a Catholic. He's a father of seven and a grandfather of two. And he's a very famous filmmaker, makes some of the biggest Christian films, some of the biggest stars out there. And he's also lived in Hawaii, had to move to Texas because Hawaii's under martial law. That's part two of our discussion. I've been wanting him on for about a month. He's been all over the country making two movies right now, so too busy to come on. We understand he's here now. And I wanted to get him on about Hawaii because it's a model of the lockdowns coming to the mainland, and we need to free Hawaii. There are great people there. They're doing really violations of the Nuremberg Code. We'll talk about that. But he wanted to get into the Catholic reset. That's a great way to define it and to really walk through this. And you write a lot of eloquent articles, too, challenging the church and, you know, really waking a lot of people up, not just Catholics, because it's all the major institutions are now showing who they're with. The New World Order has really made its move. The mainline Protestant churches are, you know, oh, take the vaccine. It's of God. And don't question the world government and the national ID. And, you know, just let's not talk about abortion. So it doesn't matter what major Christian church it is. They're all being taken over right now. We can debate the history of the past all day long, but it's a serious situation. So thank you for joining us, Jason Jones. What's the best website just up front for folks to find all your great material?
Well, they can go to CatholicReset.com to talk about where we're talking about this. MovieToMovement.com to find all of our movies.
Say it again,
CatholicReset.com.
Okay, so you've got the floor. You know, I'll jump in a lot. But try to big picture the same stuff you told me on the phone and just before we went live. It really resonates with me.
Well, Alex, first of all, when I first appeared on your show, I would get emails from Catholics. How could you go on Alex Jones' show? He's anti-Catholic. I'm like, he's anti-Catholic? My pope is silent on the genocide of Christians in Iraq. And Alex Jones and his audience have mobilized to speak up for Christians in Iraq, Catholics in Iraq, the oldest Catholic community in the world from the first century was in Iraq. Alex Jones, InfoWars, his audience was on it. So if that's anti-Catholic, I'm with Alex Jones. When I needed to go somewhere to talk about what was happening in the Uyghur, nobody in the world was talking about 3 million ethnic minorities in concentration camps. My pope, silent. Never a word from Pope Francis on the Uyghur. Silent. Who do they come to? Alex Jones, you have the floor. Talk about the Uyghur. And then 2 weeks ago, a bishop in China, his seminarians and his priests, arrested by the Communist Party of China and sent off to a gulag, a concentration camp, to be reeducated. That's when I pinged you. Alex, can we please talk about this? Because our bishops in the United States are silent about one of their brother bishops in a concentration camp. Would St. John Paul the Great, would he have been silent on this? No. In the 80s, when I was a young boy, and I would go to synagogues for my friend's bar mitzvahs, we would always pray for and talk about the Jews behind the Iron Curtain. Catholics were praying and fighting for Catholics behind the Iron Curtain.
Pope John Paul II helped end communism.
Yeah, helped it.
Of course, he came back later, but that, yeah.
Played a key part. So where do I come? I come down. Now we're talking to your huge audience. For the first time, they're finding out, wait, what? A bishop of the Catholic Church was arrested last week with his priests and all of his seminarians and sent to a concentration camp.
And tell folks his name. We'll pull it up.
I knew you were going to ask me. I didn't write his name down right now. But
it's quite a bit. I know they arrested like the whole church, basically.
They arrested his seminarians. So it's not just...
It's in your article. You listen to your article. Yeah, give people the article.
I'm going to get to this. But yeah, if you go to thestream.org, you can find my most... couple articles ago where I have the bishop's name. My most recent article is where I interview John Gravino, who has a new book out called Confronting the Pope of Suspicion. It should be a bestseller. This is the guy that John Gravino, who was like, listen, they're going to reset the church because in the joy of love, a new letter from the Pope, an apostolic exhortation, Pope Francis said that we need to look to science, not the traditions and history and scripture to find our teachings. We also need to look to science. So where is this going to lead?
That's a direct leftist attack, always trying to create a scientific debate when we know the real religion is this new transhumanism.
It's transhuman. This is what scares me, especially when I know you covered it in detail. You had the basically the Bilderberger group met at the Vatican. You had Chelsea Clinton in Rome at the Vatican say that we need to censor anti-vax propaganda. Which is the truth about the abortion.
That's incredible that the Vatican say that.
Yeah, coming out of the Vatican. And so if you're Catholic and you're watching this and it upsets you, you cannot be upset with the messenger. You have to ask yourself, how in the world could this possibly be happening? The day after this bishop and his seminarians are arrested, the day after this happens, the biggest bishop, a celebrity bishop, he's on all the big shows. His name is Bishop Robert Barron out of Los Angeles. The day after, a huge scandal... A bishop gets arrested by the Communist Party of China. What happens? Bishop Barron takes to YouTube, his channel with all these subscribers that he uses donor money to go out and cultivate, and he sings a song to Bob Dylan for his birthday. I mean, it sounds like I'm kidding.
A joke.
It sounds like a joke. This is exactly what happened. So now what we're having, Alex, is there's the anti-church that lives within the church. There's the world, there's the church, there's the anti-church. If you believe in the end times and what we as Christians believe about the end times.
Well, there's always a counterfeit.
Yeah, and there's going to be a great apostasy. To have a great apostasy, you have to have a church to apostatize. As Catholics, we believe that's the Catholic Church. What we're seeing now is this anti-church that the Vatican did not say a peep when our embassy in the Vatican last week flew the pride flag. Well, would they do that in Saudi Arabia? Would they do that in Turkey? And if you're not Catholic, you can say, well, I support that, but this is the traditional teaching of the Catholic Church.
It goes in direct alignment against that.
Direct alignment. So this is what John Gravano is writing about. We interviewed him today at the stream, John Zmierak and I, that we as Catholics, and all Christians need to be concerned about this, because where the Catholic Church goes, you'll see so many denominations go. You used to see this with the Anglican
Church. It's the biggest domino. I mean, if it goes for the New World Order and goes for homosexuality being taught in schools and everything, it's over. We have to protect our children.
And this is what it's about. And, the last segment, and in my book with John Zmierak, The Race to Save Our Century, we say the first thing we can do to defeat all ideologies of evil, all cabals, all conspiracies, the first thing we need to do, all of us, is promote the truth about the human person, that each and every one of us has an inviolable dignity and beauty and worth. And incomparable to every human person is worth more than everything and anything you will ever see.
And explain, that's what's under assault, is the sanctity of life,
yes,
and the sovereignty of humans built by God in the image of the Creator. If we don't accept that and have respect for ourselves, everything collapses.
Everything collapses. So they got two games. They're destroying human dignity by coming up with a million genders and you can choose your identity and all of this thing. What they're really doing is they're undermining our dignity. Because we all are equal in dignity. Because we're all, our identity is what? That we're made in the image of God. So they're undermining the image of God with all of this subhumanist, disgusting nonsense. And the second thing they're doing is they're obliterating the idea of authentic solidarity. What is authentic solidarity? You see it on InfoWars all the time. It's standing up for people who are being bullied by very powerful interests. It's standing up for the Uyghur. It's standing up for the Chaldeans, the Christians, the Yazidis, the child in the womb, the unwed teen mother, standing with our neighbors without homes, people with drug addiction, going to prison ministry. This is difficult stuff. It's authentic solidarity. But what they do is they have woke ideology where we're all guilty and where everyone is guilty. Nobody's responsible. So none of us are responsible because we're all guilty. And there's structural racism. So what that does is in Hannah Arendt, in 1945, before World War II was even over, the great Jewish political philosopher Hannah Arendt wrote, they're trying to say all Germans are guilty for the crimes of the Nazis. Well, if all Germans are guilty, then Hitler is no more or less guilty than any other German, even the anti-fascists.
Well, that's what the left says, like all whites are bad. And then what you do there is you actually create what you claim you're opposing.
Yeah, what you're doing is you're exempting from responsibility people who are actually racist, people who are actually guilty. And when you obliterate solidarity, which you see with Pope Francis had billionaire NBA owners and millionaire NBA players sponsored by Nike. Nike uses Uyghur slaves to make their shoes. He brought them to the Vatican to talk about structural racism in America. Well, when you're talking about structural racism, again, everyone's responsible.
Exactly. Stay there. We'll be right back. Stay there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jones is with us. She's got a big voice out there. We're talking about what's going on, one of the most powerful institutions in the world, and the really one of the oldest Christian institutions, and that's the Catholic Church. And look, you can criticize it and problems and a lot of big stuff. We've been critical of things that go on there. But when you got this new so-called Pope and this Jesuit Pope, it was like the leftist press worldwide went from being anti-Catholic, anti-Catholic Church, to being just worshipful. I mean, the only other guy they will love more is like Fauci. And so you were telling me during the break when he slapped that Chinese lady's hand, it was her bringing up the Uyghur.
That's what we're told, that she was bringing up the Uyghur. And there's this secret deal between the Vatican and China we know nothing about. I've heard from people in the hierarchy that it's $1 billion a year cash transfer. I don't know that, but people I trust in the hierarchy have told me that that's, in fact, what the deal is. We do know that Pope Francis has not said a single word about the Uyghur publicly. And one of his encyclicals, he included the Uyghur in a list of about 150 other issues. He put them in there, but he's never said anything about 3 million ethnic minorities in concentration camps, having their organs harvested, being forced to pick cotton. Yes, pick cotton and stitch together shoes. Absolutely silent. Silent on the thousands of Catholic human rights freedom activists in Hong Kong who've been.
And those people are there praying to God, and it's I believe it's the same God. They're praying to God to save them. It's our job that God has to work through us to bring attention to this to stop it.
Yeah, prior to the election of President Trump, I went to Iraq and I did a documentary on the genocide. And it was a documentary we made just for the new administration, private documentary. While we were there, we went to a camp where Chaldean Christians were being held. And they are Catholics. They're the Chaldean Rite, and they're in the Catholic Church. And a priest with tears in his eyes, as we were looking at children play in the camp, he said, "Why is our Pope beaming images of wild animals onto the walls of St. Peter's and not beaming those children? Not a word from our Pope on what's happening here." Of course, years and years after President Trump, through his leadership and the use of our military, destroyed for a time the caliphate, because Trump made Iraq safer, Francis was able to go to Iraq. And I don't know if my article played a role in this, but I published an article that was in Arabic, Alex. It was all over Iraq in the week leading up to his visit. Said his first words out of his mouth better be, "I'm sorry." And when Francis landed, the first words out of his mouth were, "I'm sorry." Well, there's no evidence of any sort of contrition because he has still been silent on the Uyghur. You know, it says in Scripture, we should love our enemy. Grace builds upon nature. It is natural. You don't need to be a Christian. You don't need grace to love your own. He's been silent on the Uyghur. Okay, that's not your own. He has been silent on prominent Catholic laymen arrested in Hong Kong, and now a bishop arrested. Bishop Joseph Waju. My wife is Chinese, but I know I butchered the name, and I apologize. I apologize for that. Silent. It's natural to fight for your own, right? We all fight for our own. This is his own. Alex, what would you do if one of your employees was doing a report in China?
I would be going crazy.
To a concentration camp, what would you do?
If Owen Schroyer or anybody was in a concentration camp, or you're not even an employee, if you were in there, I'd be talking about it every day.
Every day. Francis is their shepherd. Absolute silence. Absolute silence. So what does this mean for us as Christians? I love the Catholic Church. I am a Catholic. But I don't want people to confuse certain individuals, even in the hierarchy, for what is the church. You have to go all the way back and look at Scripture, look at the first century, look at apostolic succession going back from every pope and every bishop till today. You can trace them all the way back to the first century. You can look at all of the beautiful fruit that our civilization has that has come from the Catholic Church. Even, you know, it was for 1,500 years of monks writing the gospel out by hand, writing out the entire Old and New Testament by hand. That's how we have scripture today. It's hospitals and the free market and all these wonderful inventions that were invented by actually by priests. The ending of serfdom, the ending of slavery, even our Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, and all men are endowed by their Creator with inalienable rights. The vision of the human person, the founding fathers thought is of self-evident. They thought it was self-evident. It is not self-evident. That vision of the human person that our founding fathers saw as self-evident was the Christian vision of the human person.
That's right. The left's telling us we're just animals. It's not self-evident. We can be made into corporate commodities and clones. We have to say, no, I am. It is self-evident. I'm sovereign because God made me. I am not your slave because I belong to God.
Yeah, we're all. I wish my biggest, what I love about doing so much pro-life work and all my pro-life movies is the one thing I wish everyone on earth could understand is how incomparably beautiful they are. How unimaginably beautiful they are. I woke up this morning. I was reading. First thing in the morning, the sun was rising. I'm watching deer. The deer were beautiful, and I was just in awe. Then I went into the house, got some coffee, did a few chores, and I came out. And then now my daughter and her friends were playing in the very same place those deer were. And I thought, the chasm in beauty between my daughter and her friends and those deer is unbelievable. It's infinite, that chasm in beauty. Because as beautiful as those deer were, they're not made in the image of God. My daughter and her friends, they're that precious. And what accounts for that? The only explanation that we can find that in any revealed religion or any philosophy is what the Christian faith teaches.
Because we are made in the image of God.
That's a fact.
And look what we can build and do. We're pretty amazing.
We're amazing.
That's what they tell us we're crap all day. No, we're only crap because we're fallen and forgotten our power through God.
Yeah, no, I mean, come on. Your friend wants to go to Mars? He's going to go to Mars. You know, we have a battle going on right now in the world. I say there's two visions of the world. This might strike you as funny. Now we're going to leave the Catholic faith for a second. There's Bill Gates and Elon Musk. Elon Musk is a boy, said he wants everyone to have a big family. But how can that happen? We have limited resources on that planet. He goes, we have to colonize space. Bill Gates said, there's too many people. We need to force people to have abortions, force them to have contraception, treat them like animals. Human beings, and that's why these chimeras and stuff, people go, that'll never happen. How many times? Well, we as Christians, whenever you hear of anything that we can imagine, never say that can never happen.
Because we're made in the image of God.
And we'll do it. And it's scary.
And we're builders, big builders.
Yeah, we fell, but we're made in the image of God. So anything you read in a science fiction novel or anything that you see on InfoWars, a friend of mine said about you last night at a dinner party. I said I was going to come on. He said, the only problem with Alex Jones is 2020 proved he didn't go far enough. He, you know, he didn't see what was coming. None of us did. That what they said were conspiracy theories, I saw a meme. What's a conspiracy theory? The difference between a conspiracy theory and the truth. 4 months, right? We read these things in science fiction novels 100 years ago, and it's like history to us already.
And by the way, the deep Illuminati, they know this. That's why they said that they created science fiction to pre-program so they could put out ideas knowing that we would then manifest it and basically follow their plan. So it's like they write the plan, and then we follow it, but it's a very satanic plan.
Yes. So, you know, in the Catholic Church, there's this prophecy. It's something called Fatima, where they talk about the heirs of Russia will spread around the whole world. And this is where I want to talk about the difference between the anti-church and the world. The anti-church is what you said is the Illuminati. These aren't people who don't believe in God or secular humanists. Those are very honest people. By the way, if I didn't believe in God and I was a secular humanist, I would be a transhumanist because I would want us to live forever. I would want all of this. No, but these people you're talking about, they are anti-church, anti-logos, dark logos. They are rejecting God, rejecting truth.
Because they want to be God.
Rejecting beauty. They don't deny that it's real.
No, they know.
They know.
Well, let's talk about that when we come back, because that is really the key to all this. And the question to listeners is, do you want to be putty in their hands? Because, you know, God's the great claymaker. God's the person that formed us. They want to go, no, get out of the way, God. We're going to form things. Oh, I say you don't have a right to do that.
I am very, very proud to be at the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. But I can't stay at the tip of the spear fighting for my family and your family unless you support us. And you do that by praying for us, by spreading the word with our articles and videos, and by financially supporting us And that's really important to do, because we don't have Bill Gates. We don't have Warren Buffett. We don't have Ted Turner. We don't have George Soros funding us. We have the people funding us. And right now, it's really easy to do. Biggest sale of the year, double Patriot points, store-wide free shipping, and up to 50% off on all our best-selling products. DNA Force Plus with the PQQ, the CoQ10. So good for yourself, so good for your body. The Rolls-Royce product, back in stock for almost 7 months being out, it is 40% off. Pollen Block, back in stock, 40% off. The list goes on and on. Take advantage of all of these big specials and sales at InfoWarsStore.com and keep the tip of the spear in attack formation. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping ends Monday.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
And gentlemen, Jason Jones is here with us, major filmmaker. Got a lot of stuff going on, a lot of irons in the fire, but you've been on fire talking about God's plan and how we just have to simply accept it and be aware of the choice, but they try to keep us where we don't even know there's a free will choice that we've got to make. So much of getting people to realize there is a spiritual realm, it's been mathematically proven, it's there, it's happening. We've got to make a choice and choose Christ.
Yeah, the great evangelical theologian and thinker Francis Schaeffer said, in our age, we need to do what he called pre-evangelization, that people don't even know they're worthy of mercy, worthy of love. And so that's kind of, I just think, where we are now. And I saw Owen, I was at this, Abby Johnson, I, and 20 students from Students for Life of America went to do a counter-protest to the abortion industry's event at the Capitol. You said it was depressing. 20,000 people were there. And as I was there and I gave my speech and I looked out at the crowd, there was one girl, her face was tattooed like a leopard, her whole face. And I went to take a picture of her, and I was going to say something snarky, but I looked at her and her shoulders were rolled forward and she was just slouched over and alone with her sign. And I just said, "You're beautiful." And I took the picture. And in my speech, I said, "You know, I was an atheist until I was 30. But if I was an atheist right now and I was talking to all the pro-abortors and looked at you, I'd have to believe in God because you're magnificent. Look at her. Look around. Look at yourself. You're so beautiful. You're so unique. Each one of you is different." The only ones that didn't have that kind of beauty and sadness, they were, we talked about it off air, all these guys, men, grown men, white men, fit men, they were wearing shirts that said, "Hail Satan." I think you see it in Owen's video. "Hail Satan." Shirts, I mean, signs that said, "Hail Satan."
Oh, they came over and threatened Owen. And exactly, they see a bunch of sheep, leaderless women, who are captured by the satanic force, and they're there to feed on them.
Yeah, it was gross. You're right. When you had mentioned it offline, how beautiful and meek so many of the marchers were on the pro-abortion side, but not the guys with the signs. There were two types of folks there. Those that were just seemed like furious and angry and cruel. And then others that were just kind of lonely and broken. The woman with her face tattooed, she had no friends. She had her sign. She was by herself. And I bet that day I was the only person that looked her in the eyes and talked to her. And, you know, people think I have a lot of irons in the fire because I'm a columnist, I have a podcast, I make movies, but I have one iron. One iron. Since I was 17 and my high school girlfriend was forced to have an abortion, I said, I just want to protect the vulnerable. I just want to tell people how beautiful they were. I was an atheist, so I was an Ayn Rand objectivist. And I knew humans had this dignity. I didn't know where it came from. And just self-evident, axiomatic. Until I finally, by God's grace, became a Christian. I just want everyone to know the source of their dignity and their beauty. And there's nothing more wonderful without a God even. Really, what are we?
Yeah, if we don't believe we're incredible and have goals, we're nothing. And that's why people commit suicide, that they're taught, "I don't have a place. I feel alone. People are being mean to me." Well, once the system, the TV and the culture can program you to be depressed, then that resonates and others don't want to be around you. Just reach out to God and say, "I'm weak, but you're strong. Energize me," and God will do it. And suddenly everyone's going to be coming at you. It's literally, you just have to reach out to God and say, "Help me," and it will happen. But then when it starts to happen, you got to be ready. Because you're going to feel this spiritual force comes in and says, "You're going to have problems. Don't do this. Don't accept it." It's literally satanic force. You've got to just keep reaching through. And the more, it's like electrical, the more you get a hold of God, the Holy Spirit, it gets more and more powerful. You're on fire.
Yeah, it's not that you become perfect.
Oh, no, far from it. But you can at least see God's, a part of God's incredible plan, and now you're part of the plan.
Yeah, and you know, and in fact, I said to a priest in confession, I said, "Father, I keep struggling with the sin." He said, "Well, by God's grace, you'll become humble. By God's grace, you'll have empathy. By God's grace, you'll know other people struggle with other things that they can't overcome." And that's the beauty and dignity. That's where we become like our Creator, who has mercy on us, who's kind to us, who's loving to us, even when we don't merit it. We learn to be that way. I was the most judgmental, harsh person as an atheist. And you know, and I was an Ayn Rand object. I was right wing. I was conservative.
How did you wake up? Have the Holy Spirit? Was it overnight or a process?
It was really, I wanted to know the source of what was our dignity. Where did it come from?
So you were asking.
I said a prayer. I'll tell you. I was.
Okay.
Let me tell you what happened. I was director of Hawaii Right to Life. And I thought we were going to get partial birth abortion banned. And I had a bill, went in the state representative.
So you were already doing God's work.
I was super pro-life because of what had happened to me. I tried to get this bill passed, and it got held up in committee. The state rep wouldn't hear it. So I canvassed her district. I got her parents to sign my petition, her staff, 90% of her district, took the petition there, and nobody would sign it. I called Ambassador Alan Keyes. He had come to give a speech for us. And I said, "Ambassador Keyes, you know, I'm chairman of the Young Republicans. I'm chief of staff for a state representative. I'm director of Hawaii Right to Life. I have a radio show. I can't get one bill out of committee that would simply ban one procedure in the third trimester. I'm wasting my life." He said, "The darker the world becomes, the further your light will shine. Say a prayer." I went to my little office in Hawaii in Manoa, Puck's Alley, And this was my prayer, Alex. Promise to God, I sat in this office, cluttered, dirty with books, to Tommy Matt, because I slept on the floor and showered at the beach because we had no money. And I said, God, if you exist, and I don't believe you're real. And if you're real, I don't believe you're good or powerful, because I'm not good or powerful, and I'm fighting abortion with a bunch of old ladies in a little island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. You're nowhere to be found. If you want me to acknowledge you exist, give me rich people, famous people, and powerful people. And if I were to track my career from that day, it was 6 years later I made Bella. A year later I went to Washington, D.C., and I was in meetings at the Oval Office. Step by step by step, and I became a Christian.
You, because God's all about free will. You opened up the channel to receive the support.
And I asked him for things, and he gave them to me. I mean, I made a movie with Patti Millette, Justin Bieber's mother.
Well, that's because you were already doing it, and you meant to use the power for good. And you were already doing God's work. You just, you like almost started backwards in most people. Most people would find God, then do the good work. You were already doing the good work, so that's why it came so quick.
I mean, I was fighting abortion. There's a...
Well, let me go. Killing babies and not valuing them. But see, that's the thing.
You were
an atheist, but you still have value for babies.
Yeah.
So that's really unusual.
Well, when I tell people fighting abortion is like two things I think we could all agree on. We don't kill babies, our own babies, and we don't eat human beings.
Like, what was your story? Did you have a girlfriend you didn't want to kill the baby?
So I was in high school, and my high school girlfriend got pregnant, joined the Army, dropped out of high school and joined the Army. She was hiding she was pregnant, trying to keep it a secret till I got back from basic training. While I was in basic training, her father forced her to have a third trimester abortion at Chicago Masonic Hospital.
God.
Her dad's best friend was Cardinal Bernardine, very prominent Catholic.
Yeah, famous.
I never went to church a day in my life. So I didn't know abortion was legal until I heard from my girlfriend, high school girlfriend, crying on the phone like her soul was crying. She couldn't even talk. Her father said, we know your secret. Your secret's gone. You can come home now. So it was at that moment.
That's so epic that literally the Satan, the devil, killed your child. So even though you weren't with God yet, you knew you'd been attacked by evil. You were fighting back. And then you finally asked for God.
Well, you know what happened, Alex? Power. My mom had me as a teenager and was married a couple times, divorced a couple times. Kids came along. My dad went off to the Army. My daydream as a boy was to be a father and to be a strong man to protect my children. That's what I would daydream about. 5 years old, 6 years old, 7 years old, what kind of father I would be and how protective and strong I would be. Here I was at 17, felt I failed to protect my own child to birth. It was startling to me. I'm a failure. I'm a loser as a man. How could I? And I said, I'm never, ever going to let this go. So as a 17-year-old boy, I said, till the day I die. And I thought no one knew either. I didn't know.
Well, that brings tears to my eyes because my story is very similar, except I was very worldly, not a Satanist, but very aggressive and hateful and power strong in the world. And I would let girlfriends have abortions, and I'd do it. And finally, my dad came to me when I was about like 18, about 17. He said, you know, you've been killing my grandchildren for a while. I know you're doing it. And he goes, you know, that's really evil. You should stop that. And it really touched my heart. And I said a prayer to God, if God would forgive me. And then literally it was like I almost had this whole vision of things. And it all came out of that was repenting for the abortions that then me asking God, what do I do? And then it was like everything was then just by increments like set what I was supposed to do at that point.
And look at you now, reaching the entire world.
Yeah.
And not just for the child in the womb, but for all of us who would become vulnerable by a powerful oligarch. You know, oligarchies hide behind democracies to rule the masses. And so in many ways, all of us this year has become vulnerable. I share with you, I just came from a funeral from a friend of mine who adored you, who we lost.
Well, I want to talk about suicide when we come back. They don't want to just abort us in the womb. They want
get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Studio with us. I'm Alex Jones, and my story begins with abortion. And I've said this somewhere. People ask me, like, why do you tell the horrible story that you paid for, you know, quite a few, several abortions when I was a teenager? And, you know, they're telling you it's not a human, and the girl comes to you and says, I want $300, or do you want to have a child? And then I went over to one girlfriend's house, and her parents are like, you don't want to have a kid with her. You know, you need to have an abortion. So you go through that process, you make an excuse, but then each time it happened, I got more depressed, more upset, more cut off from God. My life, and as soon as I realized and repented of it, it was like God totally forgave me and all of that guilt and pain was taken away. But instead was this drive to stop abortion. And it wasn't even driven by guilt. It was that I had a mission. And so I went and protested a lot of places and saw that. Before I was ever on Access TV and got on air, when I was like 19, 20, I was protesting at abortion clinics. It was Catholics out there doing it mainly. I was not even going to a church, but I was there just because I realized I had to warn other people that, you know, this is really a human. You're going to feel bad about this later. It was a drive. And it's interesting, you know, your story comes from the same place, but you didn't want to have an abortion, but it was still forced on your girlfriend.
Yeah. And our story is very common, right? This is most of our generation, probably most of our friends. It's not, and it's tragic. You know, I didn't, because I was so ignorant. I was last in my class out of 565 kids before I dropped out. And I was kind of clueless, obviously. I didn't really know that abortion existed until my high school girlfriend called me. Her soul was crying. And I think back in retrospect, what would I have done if she called me and said, hey, you know, it's just a grain of sand and a teaspoon of blood, and we're too young, and it's my right, and it's no big deal, I would have probably been pro-choice.
That's exactly the speech.
Yeah, I would have been pro-choice. But it's how she told me, which she didn't. Her dad told me. She just cried. My captain gave me a roll of quarters. A drill sergeant hung up the phone. I punched him. Another drill sergeant grabbed me into my captain's office. He gave me a roll of quarters, and I walked to the PX, and through an entire roll of quarters, she just cried. Through a whole roll of quarters. I would try. And I remember thinking, just comfort her, just comfort her, just comfort her. I would say something here, say something there, and for 2 hours, through an entire roll of quarters, I just listened to her cry. And it was that 2 hours on that phone call that revealed to me the truth about what abortion is. But in a strange way, because I was an atheist, the magnitude of the crime, that was at that moment I also learned the truth about the beauty of the human person. In a strange way, because I didn't know anything about anything. But at that moment, I discovered how beautiful the human person was when I discovered in our country you could kill a child in the womb. That sent me on my journey to end abortion, which eventually led me to becoming a Christian.
And so, notice the left doesn't want to execute a serial killer that raped and murdered little kids, but then it's happy to chop up the most innocent, defenseless form we've got. If we'll do that to our weakest, we've just allowed Satan to go to God and say, hey, they're bad, lift the veil of protection. And that's what's happening. You can feel the veil of protection, the hedge is being removed. And people are going to find out, you can't just go around and kill kids, you can't just go around and pull this crap and not have God remove his protection. And that's what I believe is happening.
Well, in my latest movie, Divided Hearts of America, with the football player Benjamin Watson, we looked at that. And I really don't believe that, first of all, that abortion, like slavery and segregation, is a brutal denial of our founding principles. So just naturally, our republic is going to collapse. But God is going to remove his grace, just like he would have if slavery would have continued on much longer, if segregation would have continued on much longer, if abortion, which is rooted in that, the Supreme Court found the right to abortion in the amendment that made slaves citizens.
If we don't value babies and if we kill old people, notice our old and our young, none of us have any value anyways. We're idiots.
No, yeah. And what's sad is they internalize that. So you go to these abortion rallies and you see people who have internalized that they don't have worth because they know the they began. The most beautiful pro-life speech I ever heard was by
that's right. When you kill your child, you kill yourself.
And you deny their dignity? You deny your dignity. And Ricardo Montalban from the old Fantasy Island was asked, when did I become I? Did I become I? The night my...
Oh, I love that speech. In fact, this is live, but in post, Ricardo Montalban's incredible pro-life speech. Add that actually the front of the whole right 4-hour show today. I want Ricardo Montalban's. I meant to air that a year ago. That's powerful.
It's the best speech, right? And so I don't need to say it because you're going to see it. You got to come back and see it. I love how he begins. When did I become I? The night my mother said, not tonight, dear, I have a headache. You know, no, not that night. It was the night she said, hey, baby, let's go. And the moment a part of my dad met the part of my mom and they became one is when I became I. The way he does it, it's just so beautiful. And he was a wild guy, womanizing Hollywood guy. But I think he paid for some abortions, I think. And it was, but at one moment, he considered himself pro-choice, but at one moment, he had that realization. And that's when he changed. And that's when it changes, when you know who you are, who your neighbors are. Sometimes I do a spiritual exercise. I walk through the airport, and I look at everyone, and go, made in the image of God, made in incomparable beauty, dignity, worth. It's almost you get in this, like, ecstasy.
I do that same thing. I literally look and realize these are all here for a reason.
Yeah. And we're surrounded by them, you know, and it becomes overwhelming. We know that. We know that. And that's a grace that I pray.
Well, also, when you recognize people as real, you get a better connection with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and special and unique and irrepeatable. That everyone is irrepeatable. That everyone, I believe, like, every culture, every person, they're here to bring something that only they're here to bring.
Well, that's what's so satanic about a human-animal clone, which they admit they've been doing and they've actually brought to term from my sources. Imagine, does that have a spirit? Does that have a soul? That's why the Bible says that's an abomination. I mean, what is that thing? I don't hate it, but they're now going to try to use that and say, oh, you're against abortion? How about this? This thing has rights.
Yeah, that will have rights.
Splicing a human with literally an animal.
Yeah,
that's totally good.
By the way, you know, people will hear this and they go, that's crazy. Yeah, so is partial birth abortion. Crazy things happen. Plus, just because it sounds crazy.
They're running front page ads with that. You'll say that. which is a show. But the point is, there's the Senate rejects ban on human animal hybrids.
Yeah, I remember Ambassador Brownback, who's the former Governor Brownback and Senator Brownback before that. He introduced a bill trying to ban this. He said this is coming. He said this 20 years ago.
Exactly. There's a bill 5 years ago. Same thing. The same bill was brought forward. It failed.
Yeah, Brownback said, let's ban it before people realize it's a thing. And there it is.
So, I mean, I even get, like, you're busy making films. You hear me say this. It sounds crazy.
I know it's real. I'm just saying.
But I can't believe it's real. What I'm saying is, in closing, suicide.
Yeah.
It's an epidemic. It's getting worse and worse. And I run into these people. I know people that just say, well, I don't have a war. The war's too bad. They kill themselves. And I think it's because they're not realizing they need to go out and serve others.
Yes.
Even if they're in a terrible position, and realize there's a mission to save innocents. And I'm not saying they're wimps. It's terrible. A lot of them are taking drugs. It puts them in that mindset. But it just, once you actually try to save others, then you're not worried about yourself. That's what I personally found makes me never have any depression or any problems. As soon as I realize, hey, if you're going to let all these other innocent people get destroyed, it's like you got a mission.
Yeah, I love when I get depression, actually, when I get struck with it, because I sit there and I say to myself, this is how a lot of people feel all the time. Like, I'm glad I feel this. It gives me empathy. In our home state of Hawaii, we were talking offline, there's a suicide epidemic because people have been locked in.
Your good friend, you said, listen.
Yeah, we were afraid. He fell 16 stories. We're trying to get to the bottom of what happened. Definitely suffering from depression. And then when I was in Hawaii, friends of mine in HPD said, Jason, you do not understand the epidemic of suicides hitting the state. I knew the year before they reported in 1 week more suicides than the previous year. You know, when you're depressed, feel that and know that other people are feeling just like you are. And when you think about taking your own life, you take your own life. Or suicidal ideation. No, I'm feeling this, thinking this. So many people are too.
No, I agree. Instead of fighting it, just own it completely and then come out of it.
Like Mel Gibson said, you take that cactus, you hug the cactus, and you say, other people are feeling like this. I'm going to get through it because suicide becomes an epidemic. People hear what happened to you, and they do it. But when you can say to them, I feel everything you have felt. I've been in all these dark places. I get it, brother. I get it, sister.
But don't let Satan win.
Do not do this.
God wants yourself, not God wants us to live. Satan wants us to kill the image of God.
Yes.
And wear these masks and these cover up God's image.
These masks are the worst because it robs us of our personality. It robs us of our dignity and our worth and our beauty. How many times, you know, you want to smile at someone and you got the mask on. They can't see you. You know, you look at someone, you know they need a smile.
Now they're off almost everywhere in Austin. It's so wonderful to see faces.
Austin's on fire. I was in Austin 2 nights ago for a meeting and it was like ecstatic. The waitresses, the waiters, the homeless guys. I was talking to the
sister. Hey, Jason, I know you're busy. Anytime you want to host an hour or come in and co-host, we love you. You're on fire. Thank you so much. I got to do a plug because I forgot last hour. Not a gimmick that the sale was posted in yesterday. It didn't end today because I got too busy. Didn't do the sale. So free shipping ends at 4 o'clock today in about an hour and 3 minutes. And 40% off of DNA Force Plus, 50% off of a bunch of other products. Pollen Block, X2, Winter Sun, Ultra 12. That's what funds our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to tell the crew, great job today, as always. And Owen Stroyer is coming up with The War Room in T-minus 120 seconds. Mr. Jones, one more time. What's the best website folks to visit?
MovieToMovement.com. You can find out all my movies.
All right. And we covered the Catholic Reset today. All right.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.